means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I
Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise with CA on the iHeartRadio studio. We're up here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I hope you all are doing well. I hope you all had a great Saturday, today being September the 19th, 2021. Hard to believe how time has just been flying by, isn't it? Well, we got a great Sunday Morn Praise coming up for you. Here in just a bit, I'm going to play this new song that is by Toby Mac called Promised Land immediately after we read our Bible devotion. Now, what I want to do is I want to remind you, as I always do, first off, is that you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. Hey, gang, my email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. Share my podcast anytime. And also, if you we are syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcast. If you catch us on Apple Podcast, please give me a 5-star rating. I'd sure appreciate that. And we're on our brand new network that we're on, Amazon Music. If you have the app for Amazon Music, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast and follow us absolutely for free. Everything's free, free, free. Okay, we're going to talk about God's love this morning on a Sunday morning on my Bible devotion. You know, in the book of 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 9, Scripture reminds us, "In this love of God was made manifest, that God sent His only Son into the world." You know, friends, from Genesis to Revelation, from the earth's greatest tragedy to the earth's greatest triumph, the dramatic story of humanity's lowest depths, I should say, and God's highest heights, can be couched in 25 beautiful words. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Find that in the book of course, John chapter 3, verse 16. Now, many people misunderstand God's attribute of love. God is love. Does not mean that everything is sweet, beautiful, and happy, or that God could love, not possibly allow punishment for sin. You see, God's holiness demands that all sin be punished, but God's love provided a plan of redemption and salvation for the lost in the sinful world. But that plan, that Jesus Christ came from heaven to give his life in a final and perfect sacrifice for sin. But we must respond. We must believe. We must commit our lives to Jesus Christ and trust in him as our Savior and Lord. So my question to you is, have you put your faith in him? If so, your life is going to be everlasting. Okay? All right, that's a great Bible devotion there. All right, well, let's start off and let's kick this song off again. This is brand new by Toby Mac, only 2 days old, called Promised Land.
Head down as I punch this clock. The hours roll, they never stop. And I can't ever seem to get ahead. Always trying to do what's right. Straight and narrow's getting tight. Don't know how much longer I can stand. And I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. So I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land? inside of me right now wants to live inside of you. And instead of searching any longer, you can have peace today. You can take hold of the answer. Then you'll be able to say in Christ.
Amen. There we go, Big Daddy Weave in Christ. And good morning, everybody. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network on a Sunday morning. So let me ask y'all something. You're waking up this morning. You're drinking your coffee. You're listening to this great music on Sunday Morning Praise with CA on iHeartRadio. And you're wanting to praise the Lord as we always do, but it takes a little bit to kind of kickstart ourselves, right? A little bit. Well, Russ Taff has a song out, Praise the Lord. Good morning on Sunday Morning Praise.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Seem to
Amen, Chris Tomlin. You hit the nail on the head. Jesus, Messiah, Lord of all. Well, good morning, everybody. Hope you're enjoying this music and Bible devotion on Sunday Morning Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. All right. Well, looks like it's going to be another beautiful day. I'm looking outside our window as the sun rises at the studio here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. I hope everybody else is having a beautiful sunrise. I'm going to read another Bible devotion. We'll play a few more songs. We'll also lead off in prayer. But I always want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, or, hey, CA, I have a prayer request, several ways. And you'd probably say, how's that? Well, you can do it the old-fashioned way by emailing me up here at the studio anytime. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or go to my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You can instant message me there on Facebook Message. I will receive it, and I will respond back immediately to your questions, comments, prayer requests. Hey, we're here to pray for you, brothers and sisters in Christ. And share my podcast anytime. I greatly appreciate it. All right, we're going to talk about a heavenly address. You know, in the book of John, chapter 14, and verse 2, Scripture says, I am going there to prepare a place for you. You know, a lot of us, we live in our homes, we live in different areas of, you know, whether you live out in the country. I know a lot of my friends I went to high school with, a lot of my alumni live out of the country. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, out in the country. I personally have, you know, I still live in the city, but everybody's kind of in different areas where they feel kind of planted right now. When our time is up, in saying that, Jesus reminds us he's going to, God reminds us he's going to prepare a place for us. You know, Jesus was telling us when we die, we're going to have a precise location. Now, we do not evaporate or disappear. A lot of people think we do, the non-believers. In fact, he said in Scripture, in my Father's house are many mansions. You go to the book of John, chapter 14, and verse 2. You may want to highlight that. When we're going to a place in heaven, and we have trusted Christ as our Savior, not only a place, but a mansion. But we as Christians die, we go straight into the presence of Christ, straight to that place, straight to the mansion, heaven, to spend eternity with God. We are simply changing our address. So when God calls us home, guys, what a sight it'd be to be in the presence of God, to bow down before Him. I would literally almost be speechless. You know, a lot of people say, I just don't know what I would say. He's our Creator. He's our Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Almighty God. You know what? If you haven't got it right with God now, now is the time to get it. Let me tell you, He can take you places that you've never been. He can take, if you don't have any money right now and you're struggling, He can take it, and He'll bless it, and He'll bless it in a blink of an eye before you least expect it. So remember that. And always tell everybody, don't give up on God, because what God hasn't gave up on you or me or any of us. Just give it to Him. Now, I don't know when it's going to be answered, but He can do it. I'm telling you. We're all believers. We all know that. All right, my friend, the late Carmen, I want to give you an update. They're going to come out with an album, and I hope I have it really soon, of some more music that he had that didn't come out. Shortly before he had passed. He passed earlier back in February. So, but anyway, we're going to play this song on Sunday Morn Praise, and it's Isn't He Wonderful? It's the melody.
Magnetic.
There we go. That's the new one by Newsboys. Magnetic. And don't you feel magnetic when you hear that kind of boogie-woogie music on a Sunday morning here on Sunday Morn Praise with CA on the iHeartRadio Network. I have two more songs I'm going to play, and then we're going to lead off in prayer. And you know what? I want to remind you, as I always do, don't let things get you down, because you know what? You're always going to get uplifted here on our radio station and on our podcast. Thank you for nearly 3 years, October the 9th. We're going to be really having a big celebration with some great and wonderful things happening. Continue to share this. Let's encourage one another.
I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Everybody join in with me on the last 2 minutes of this song. I just feel an interruption from the Lord. Just focus on Him and sing these songs as Michael W. Smith sang.
That is who you are.
Come on, everybody. Pour it out to Jesus.
Jesus. Sweet Jesus. That is who you are.
Come on, everyone.
Can you sing His name?
Jesus. Cry out to Him.
Jesus. That is who you are.
Jesus,
sweet Jesus, that is who you are. Jesus,
Jesus,
sweet Jesus, that is who you are.
Jesus,
Jesus,
that is who you are. Give Him all your troubles.
Jesus, oh Jesus,
that is who you are. Amen. That is one of the new mix. Well, the song's been around for a while, but it's called Surrounded and Waymaker, and you can hear it here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, everyone. And, you know, sometimes when the Holy Spirit up here at the iHeartRadio studio just, He speaks to me and He says, C.A., I want you to sing this song on the radio, and maybe it's reaching someone out there that's struggling, okay? We're fixing to pray for you. Maybe you're struggling. Let's think about it. Maybe you're going through situations where your finances, there's no hope. Well, let me give you the answer. There's hope in the Lord. You don't give up on that. Maybe you're frustrated because you can't find a job, even though they say jobs are out there. And sometimes employers have kind of loosened the belt a little bit and not as picky as they used to be. Now, I'm not making fun of anybody that's a recruiter out there. Don't give up hope. Keep believing. Well, maybe my relationship or marriage isn't working out the way it should. Well, take it to the table, work on it together, the best of your ability, and give it to the Lord. Well, my kids, you don't understand, CA. My kids, I'm just having all kinds of issues. Well, we call it life that's beyond your control sometimes, unless they're young and you got them under control. Give it to Jesus. Give it to the Lord. He's got it. Through all of this, I guess I'm just trying to say, well, see, yeah, you don't understand pandemic times. I just don't think it's ever going to end. Look, we're never going to have the story on that. The end deal, the end game on this, not even a game, the end part of COVID is that it will end sometime soon when God's ready for it to end. I don't blame everything. We shouldn't blame every single thing on God. He loves us. I've mentioned before not bringing anything up on this, and I hate to even say it on Sunday Morning Praise. Whether you're thinking it's this way or that way, I had to stay neutral being an on-air personality. That's just the way I am. I know what my opinion is, politically and COVIDly, I guess you could say. But all I can say is, whether it's mask or non-mask, or I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that, I don't want to join in on the political arguments of it and then create massive firestorms. All I want to do is be a prayer warrior and pray for the sick, pray for the needy, love people the way we should love them, and pray for whoever's in our office until the next election, till we know who's going to be in it again, or who is going to be not in it, or whatever it's going to be. Look, I'll just say this. I don't know. I'm talking senators, representatives. I don't know who's going to be in office. God does. I don't worry about that. I love our country. It's God's country. We're one nation. Remember this, one, not just the United States, but we're one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Amen. This is His world. This ain't just CA's here and whoever else is here. All you guys are here to enjoy life, enjoy our family, best of our ability. There's a lot of things going on that we'll be talking about later on down the road. But in times of struggle, worry, whatever it may be, please just give it to God. Okay? So let's pray right now. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray that you would just be with us. Guide us, watch over, protect us, and God, just forgive us of all of our many sins. The people that are struggling with COVID right now, just pray for a healing touch from you. We love you so much, God. Let us have a great upcoming week as it's a fresh start, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. Guys, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. I also want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.